This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Danielle McLaughlin joining me today here on Kelly and Company. So now I've got like this vision of this great stuff that you could get at Sugar's there. All that great candy, but then you think of everything else. And when we finished off with the feta cheese, as much as I like it, I'm not sure I want it in with my gummies.
Well, you could start a new recipe craze.
Hey, if I
gummies
go on TikTok.
Gummies and feta cheese.
Yeah, maybe if I go on TikTok, maybe, you know, those combos. Wouldn't that be something if you start something bizarre like that with the full intention of, I wonder how many people I can get to buy into this. I guess if you have a really good following on TikTok or on YouTube, you might be able to get away with convincing people that, yeah, these gummies and feta cheese, this is the bomb.
That's disgusting.
I was just going to think about it. I thought you were going to say, that's bomb, all right. That's really wonderful on your tummy there. That's I love my feta cheese, but not in that fashion.
No,
maybe with an omelet. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. But not mixed up with your gummies.
Any more than I'd want gummies in an omelet, folks. So I think that would be a bit of a... an issue for me, too. Anyway, folks, we've reached that time of the week where we get a visit with John Beeler for our app update.
This is the App Show, unlocking software secrets for smartphones, tablets, TVs, and more.
Now, John, I know you could talk a lot about these darn crazes that go around, and it's just fascinating, as we learned today, about sections in stores where you can go and like, oh my goodness, here's the TikTok section of all the things that have been made the rage on TikTok.
I'm kind of pretty addicted to TikTok, and I've actually bought quite a few things because I've seen them on TikTok.
So would I say that kind of when we first had all these chats quite a long time ago, remember how much of a problem that darn thing was and everything that was going on? Would we say that for now, they've done what they can to have cleaned up the act as much as one can?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the extra scrutiny that all of these apps have had kind of in the last while, since the pandemic really, has really made a lot of companies sort of clean up their ship and get everything straightened out. That's not to say everything's perfect.
No.
There's definitely a lot of issues and concerns with lots of different apps, but I think generally the general public as a whole are more aware of what kind of problems come with these apps as we see more and more, scrutiny about things like how Instagram can be a bad influence for young girls, for example, those types of things.
Right, right.
People are just very aware of what these apps and social media in general are doing to people.
Mm-hmm. And stuff
good or
is
bad.
Stuff is going to slip through. We know that and it's going to be a constant battle. There's got to be vigilance. But I think also the apps also see the benefits of having that cleaner as much as you can try to strive for what rewards you get. I mean, that's pretty big, having sections at Barnes and Nobles and stores that is really focused on, hey, these recommendations came from TikTok as opposed to steering clear. Sir, let's move on to your first topic today. This is a very interesting one. The Luna display can now turn your iPad into a second screen for Windows devices. Tell us more about this one. This is cool about the display.
Yeah, this is it's basically a little dongle that you would get and you plug into your computer. They were first out in about 2017 and adding this functionality to Macs first. And then about 2 years later, Apple then decided to integrate that into their system as a whole and with their sidecar functionality. And so now AstroPad is back with an update to their dongle that allows you to plug that dongle into your Windows machine and then essentially give you, you know, a very high-end external display that works with the Apple Pencil. And just like on the Mac side, it gives you all that functionality, allows you to use it to draw, to watch content, even just to extend your screen to a more portable device from your desktop or your laptop.
Wow, that's amazing. And I gather that obviously just goes through the Wi-Fi. Is that how it syncs with it?
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure of what the tech is inside the dongle, or if it's the dongle is just giving it something. It probably some kind of wireless connectivity to the device. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems to be pretty seamless from what I've seen. I haven't tried it myself, but you get all the touch controls, gestures, and pencil support that you would expect on an iPad, but on Windows, which is pretty cool.
Which would be neat, because if you have your system in one room, your powerful system or whatever, you could go sit in front of the TV while doing something that really is a Windows thing you want to do and sit out there on the couch and doing it.
Exactly. And another example that I was kind of just recently brought to my attention was that a lot of times when I'm at home, I have much bigger monitors, everything's plugged into. But when I'm on the go, or when I'm at the coffee shop or whatever, I just have my laptop screen. So you really have to get used to like downsizing from your big mansion at home to your little condo at the coffee shop, if you will, if you're talking about screen real estate size. So what this functionality allows you to do is extend your Windows laptop now to be your iPad. So you can actually get two screens in a nice form factor that'll be very portable for when you're out on the go.
Wow. Awesome.
That sounds awfully convenient. I certainly like that idea.
Yeah. And even like you said, if you go out to the balcony, you can't cart your computer out there necessarily. Maybe you have that laptop, like you say, but you may not just want to set it out there, but you want to still be able just to do some stuff while processing it through. So that's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Well, John, you're going to talk to us now about something called Pixel Pass. It's reportedly Google's version of Apple's One Bundle. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this is something that is rumored to be announced next week. We'll talk about rumors in a minute. But Google is basically bundling all of their services into one payment plan. Right now, it's kind of a little bit disjointed depending on which services you're subscribed to. And that can be, you know, YouTube Premium, Google One, Play Pass, and in the States, they have something, Google Fi, that is basically a cellular plan that you can get as well from Google. And so now they're just sort of going to be bundling all these things into one thing. And it also sounds like you might even get a bit of a discount on a phone if you get the new Pixel 6. This might come sort of bundled with that to a degree. And it also basically allows you to just have one simple payment for all these things. I know I subscribe to things like Google Drive storage, for example. That's a separate billing item. And then if you have YouTube Premium, that's a separate billing thing. So this just sort of brings it all together into one. And like Apple, there's generally some perks depending on the tier that you subscribe to. They haven't announced the actual pricing for this in Canada yet, but we should know more about that next week.
Yeah, I wonder if the discount on the phone would apply in Canada once they decide. These things tend not to, we tend not to see the discounts that they see in the United States so frequently.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing, but maybe Google will come through for us this time and not stop the discounts at the border. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good thing for people, especially one of the things that I'm looking forward to is if this bundle is actually like the more services you get, the cheaper it gets. Because one of the things that I really want to get is YouTube Premium. I use YouTube all the time, but I'm not paying for that premium service that gets sort of all the ads. And I think if that's reasonably bundled into that, and I'm already paying for things like Google Drive, it might be a nice upgrade to get me all those features all in one simple payment.
Absolutely. Like, it just makes sense. Got a handful of things here for you now, because somebody decided that next week there should be a whole pile of big announcements. Apple MacBooks, Google Pixel 6, and Samsung. Where do you want to start, sir, as we go through this list?
Well, let's go on a day-to-day basis, because it's going to be a crazy week.
Nice.
Monday is the Apple event, and as you mentioned, it's going to have, the rumor is new MacBooks. And what we're expecting is the more premium MacBook Pros that are going to have the new M1X chip, which is basically their next generation of the M1 chip that they released last year.
Right.
And we're expecting kind of to see maybe a little different form factor for these things. So kind of like how the most recently announced iPads and even the iPhones have more squared off flat edges, we might see that with the MacBooks as well, instead of the sort of the, you know, very... I'm not sure how to describe it. Basically, the smooth edges that they have now would be more squared off like the iPads. Mm. So it might be a little bit boxier, but a little bit more trim, maybe smaller bezels. They're going to have a, potentially, there's going to be the return of MagSafe, which I think everyone loves on the older MacBooks, where that's where just a little magnet to hold the power cord in place. And then basically, if you trip on the cord, it just doesn't destroy your port. It just comes and detaches directly from the MacBook. There's even rumor of an HDMI port, which will be a nice return, so you don't need a dongle anymore for that.
Yeah.
And even a SD card slot, which I think a lot of photographers and other people like that would welcome in a pro-level device. I really hope we just have more ports, because when they released the M1 devices last year, they were all generally a little anemic as far as ports go, because nowadays you need a USB-C dongle for everything. But the MacBook Air, for example, only has one port. And
not
so
good.
That's really only good for your power.
Right.
So you need one of those dongles that has the power pass through, and then you have to plug a bunch of things into that. And I would just like, give me a couple more ports at least. There's also rumored to be a, they're going to drop the touch bar, which I have on my laptop and I quite like. But I can understand not a lot of people maybe are using it. So that's rumored to be going away. We're also potentially going to see some a brand new Mac Mini as well using this new chip, which will have more ports and the faster M1X chip. And then lastly, for the Apple side of the equation, we're potentially going to see the AirPods 3. And we don't really know a lot about that, but that's sort of, it's about time for Apple to refresh that. And that's sort of been the common thread of the rumor sites that I've been seeing, is that we might see some new AirPods as well. Then on Tuesday,
I was talking to a friend that about the Mini and that, because that so I've kind of been glad I've held off on there. And the AirPods 3, boy, it's a good thing I'm a cheapskate. But anyway, we're time's going to get going if I say too much. On Tuesday.
On Tuesday, we have a Google event, and it is the Pixel 6 announcement. This is basically their new flagship phone that's been expected for a little while, and it's using Google's own chips this time. So this will be a net new platform. It's got they've kind of been teasing it for a few months now. It's got a very different look and a very different sort of form factor for how they deal with the camera array and things like that. And it also is potentially going to be quite a bit more expensive. The Pixel line has been generally kind of, people loved it because you kind of get a lot of the features of a flagship phone without kind of the flagship pricing. But it sounds like they're going to have the Pixel 6, and then the Pixel 6 Pro will be more in line with the flagship pricing where you would see from Apple or Samsung as far as the cost of the device goes. So more premium device, more premium camera, bigger storage, those types of things. And then on Wednesday, we have a Samsung event, and we actually don't know what this is going to be. This is, they're calling it Unpacked 2. They already had their Unpacked event earlier this year. And so your guess is as good as mine is what we're going to see. Also, on Thursday, we're going to have an announcement from Huawei about some new hardware, which we don't know quite yet what it's going to be, but also their Harmony OS. This is the long talked about replacement for Android for Huawei that was kind of forced upon them through the you know, the political stuff that's been going on. I'm actually really curious about this, because this could potentially be a new challenger to Apple and Google as far as an operating system that could be used on other platforms. And it's also rumored to be used in lots of other devices other than smartphones. So this will be in computers. This could be in monitors, TVs, all kinds of different things to give you a very interesting experience that's sort of based on Android, but it's really quite a lot different. And I'm actually going to be in Europe next week to see this in person.
Ooh.
So I'm really excited to get the scoop on that.
John Wheeler, next week we'll get quite a review from you on things. Looking forward to it, pal. We'll talk to you then or the week after, whenever we speak next.
Sounds great.
Lots of good stuff there, John Wheeler. You can hear the App Show on Saturday right here on AMI Audio. We'll return in a moment and we check in with Sylvie Fiquette next out in Vancouver.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.